the district doesn't want to have to take this action, but it's an issue of equity and equality.
Nate Kuzma is the city school district's general counsel. The district is planning to transfer the teachers in order to fulfill a longtime contract agreement. It states city honor teachers do not have to perform non-teaching duties. So the district needs to cut the teaching jobs in order to pay for 16 teacher aides who are now in place at the school conducting those non-teaching assignments.
We're already paying for 16 additional staff members at the school on top of the teachers that we're paying for, so we are already using resources that could be used elsewhere.
The actual teacher transfers were halted by the court when it granted a temporary restraining order to the Buffalo Teachers Federation. BTF President Phil Remore argues a mediator should be brought in to settle the dispute. Kuzma tells WBFO News the temporary restraining order remains in place until the end of the week.
At some point, the judge is going to make a decision, presumably within the next week or two, in regard to whether an injunction is necessary. So time is really critical here. Bringing a mediator in to solve it is going to take many months, which we really don't have the time to deal with.
City Honors parents and students continue making pleas to resolve the matter and keep the teachers in place for the school year. Parent Wendy Mistretta has two children at City Honors. She calls on all parties to generate a long-term solution.
To find a way to settle this problem in our school before it filters down to all the other schools. And we're doing this repeatedly with each of the other schools who are dealing with similar issues.
In a new development late last week, the school district requested State Supreme Court Justice John O'Donnell recuse himself from the case. Court papers indicate he has a family connection to one of the teachers being cut at City Honors. The court hearing on the request is set for this Friday. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.